The act of succession was laid right before his eyes, and the truth he had defended so prudently many years before now required him to put his life on the line. St. Thomas More was a beloved family man and chancellor to King Henry VIII. But unfortunately, tension was beginning to mount between King Henry and the church, and Thomas was stuck in the crossfire. King Henry was married to Catherine of Aragon, but she was only able to leave him with a daughter and no son as an heir to the throne. Intrigued by the younger Anne Boleyn and the prospect for better offspring, King Henry sought an annulment from the Holy See, but was denied. In a flurry of fury, the king drew up and passed through Parliament the Act of Succession, which required all of the subjects of the king to declare with an oath, under pain of high treason, that his marriage to Anne Boleyn and not to Catherine was the true marriage. Now, the time to defend the truth of marriage had come for Thomas, and it was awaiting his decision. Last week, the Supreme Court of Canada had made its decision that it is justifiable for the law societies of BC and Ontario to not accredit Trinity Western University's prospective law school. The concern for religious freedom was voiced by many, and I agree, but I think the issue is much deeper than that. The Supreme Court made its decision based on Trinity Western University's community covenant, and it didn't object to the sections which talked about respecting other people's God-given worth or the fostering of Christian virtues. In fact, the law societies of BC and Ontario, supported by the Supreme Court, were objecting to the notion that sexual intimacy is reserved for marriage between one man and one woman. They specifically were objecting to the truth of marriage ordained by God. Trinity Western University has now postponed its law school, and that is the price it has paid to be faithful to God's plan for marriage. St. Thomas More refused to sign the oath, and he paid for it with his life. What are you going to pay for? What price will you pay to defend marriage? What's at stake here? What's so critical about holy matrimony that people are willing to die, that institutions are willing to lose programs to affirm and defend marriage as a lifelong union between one man and one woman? Is the treasure of marriage something worth putting at the center of our hearts? See, at the beginning of time, our God, who is love, created us out of love for the sake of love. And at the dawn of creation, he stamped that and inscribed that call to love in the very being of men and women, calling us to image him through the communion of persons. And in the fullness of time, the Father sent his Son to redeem human love with divine love and elevated marriage to the dignity of a sacrament. But what is a sacrament? See, a sacrament is a sign instituted by Christ to communicate grace. And sacraments affect the grace of what they signify. So just as water cleanses and bread feeds, so the grace of the waters of baptism cleanses us from the original sin, and the grace of the Eucharist feeds us with the body and blood of our Lord. So what does marriage signify, and what grace does it bring? The proper ministers of the sacrament of marriage are the husband and wife. And by consenting to a lifelong exclusive marriage for the good of the spouses, and by their openness to the rearing of children, they make present the love of Christ for the church. St. Paul writes, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a great mystery, and I am applying it to Christ and the church. to all married people, did you know that by your marital consent and your love for one another throughout your lives, that you are a permanent reminder to the church of what happened on the cross? Did you know that authentic married love is caught up in divine love and is governed and enriched by Christ's redeeming power and the saving activity of the church? That this earthly marriage is meant to reveal and to point to the heavenly marriage where we will be all wedded to Him for all eternity in heaven. Married people, you are called to be a sign to the world that our world so desperately needs to know that God desires to be with us forever in heaven. This is a mystery worth dying for. This is a treasure worth storing up for in heaven. But the question for us remains, are we storing up treasure in heaven? Are we contemplating, defending, witnessing to the mystery of marriage, where no moth or rust can destroy Christ's eternal love for His bride? Or have we lost sight of the vision of marriage and stored up treasure on earth? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.